if they're just coming up sort of accidentally, they got blown up with a storm, that's one thing. But if they're coming up and nesting, that's a substantial change in range.
A new bird observatory in Haines would bring attention and research to more birds than just the area's famed bald eagles. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more, up next. A key Southeast Native leader is asking the legislature to not lower oil taxes. Tlingit Haida Central Council President Ed Thomas says Alaska needs the revenue. He also says oil companies are already making huge profits.
And if there's no incentive for them to get more oil under those conditions, I really don't think a few dollars taxes taken away from our education programs or our rural energy programs is going to make that much difference.
The Central Council is a regional tribal organization representing more than 28,000 Tlingit and Haida Indians in and outside Alaska. It runs health, job training, business, public safety, and other programs. Governor Sean Parnell says lowering taxes would promote new development needed to keep oil revenues coming. The House has passed such a measure, but the Senate wants a different plan. Thomas says even talking about tax cuts is a bad idea.
If the oil companies are going to keep getting promised that they're going to get cutbacks in taxes, they're not going to drill. You know that, and I know that, because they're waiting for the better deal. They can afford to wait because they got barrels of money already.
Thomas spoke at Wednesday's Native Issues Forum in Juneau. His comments followed statements from House Speaker Mike Chenault and Representative Reggie Jewell. The Haines slump has slowed in past days, allowing crews to continue drilling into the affected soil around Lutac and Ocean View Drive. Rock Aarons is at the command center monitoring the ground failure that began in mid-January and has so far been responsible for two home evacuations. He says the additional drilling will help give engineers a better picture of how the slump is moving.
The state crew is going to try to capture the materials in a straight line across the field of that slump area in two arms of a triangle, with the top hole being on Ocean View and the two pretty much equilateral triangle arms coming down. One hole will be in Lutac and one hole will be in Front Street on each of those two legs. And that gives them pretty much total coverage of the area and helps them understand the materials at all of those different depths.
The crews are taking soil samples every 5 feet into 40-foot test holes in the earth made in several areas within and around the slide.
So they will have 8 samples per hole to know at the different depths the moisture and the type of materials and how easily they saturate, which causes them to be able to slide. And so that's their goal in the pattern that they have set up for this series of holes. They're planning on 6, but time will be kind of the limiting factor of how many they end up drilling.
Motorists should know that roads in the area could be closed to one lane while drilling work is ongoing Thursday evening and Friday morning. More information is always updated at 766-2267. Bird enthusiasts in Southeast Alaska want to make Haines a center for bird research by establishing a station that'll band birds and scientifically monitor bird migration patterns. There's only one scientific bird observatory in the state of Alaska, a gigantic state that hosts birds from all over the Western Hemisphere during their migration. The group in Haines says that's not enough. The Tokchinook Watershed Council, which has been involved in research in the Haines area for about a decade, is forming the second bird observatory in the state.
A bird observatory does bird research of a variety of types of things.
Pam Randles is education director for the council.
And for our first project, what we want to propose is songbird migrations coming up in the spring and down in the fall.
She says the observatory they plan to establish and the professional bird handlers they plan to train can document what local birders have casually noted for years as they observed various species returning to the area each spring.
We've noticed just sort of ad hoc observations that there are different species coming up now. And so this is a way to sort of scientifically make sure that we're not imagining things. And then in the fall, when they go south, you can tell which ones are breeding, which ones have kids that are headed south. So if they're just coming up sort of accidentally, they got blown up with a storm, that's one thing. But if they're coming up and nesting, that's a substantial change in range.
The Audubon Society has been documenting North American bird migration data for more than a century through programs like the Christmas Bird Count. The organization says analysis of this citizen science data has revealed that 58% of observed species have significantly moved their range northward over the last four decades, some as much as 300 or 400 miles, adds Randles. But she says there aren't sufficient research stations in the north to study that alarming trend further.
There's only one observatory in Alaska, and that's in Fairbanks. And so they get birds from all over North America, and they can't split out which ones come from the west and which ones come from the Midwest and which ones come from the east. So between the Yukon Bird Observatories and us being on the other side of the mountains, we can kind of help with that information.
The envisioned station would be at the Nelson Homestead in the Mud Bay area of Haines, be equipped with bird research materials and permitted bird banders and volunteer handlers. Those people would work together to catch birds in mist nets, record data, band the birds with small bracelets, and release them.
And mist nets, it's a fairly fine mesh net, depending on the size of the bird. So we're going with songbirds, so it's about a square centimeter mesh in the net. And you put them up, they're like 8 feet tall and 12 feet long kind of thing. And if you place them correctly, the birds can't see them. And they fly into them and then get stuck. And then you check them regularly and at short intervals so they don't get all tangled or nothing happens to them. And then you take them out of the net back to an area where you've got the bird bands and the scales and the books and all that stuff. We'll probably just have a little tent. We'll put out 10 nets to start with and then see how things go. Probably ultimately we'll expand to maybe twice that, maybe more.
The Southeast Station would also welcome collaboration and visits from outside bird researchers. To many birders, Haines is already on the bird map, with its Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, Bald Eagle Foundation, and annual Bald Eagle Festival that occurs during the fall gathering of thousands of eagles at the confluence of area rivers. In fact, Randall's group already has received interest in conducting eagle research. Plus, it's a great spot on bird migration routes.
It's a good flyway. The Pacific flyway birds, a lot of them come up and they shoot up the Chilkat River into the interior, a lot of the Pacific ones and the Asian ones. And Haines is really a good area for birding anyway because it's an edge, and ecosystem edges are the most, where you find the most different kinds of species. And so while in the wintertime we think of it as the usual suspects, the chickadees and the ravens and that kind of stuff, we get almost 300 different species coming through here in and out at different times of the year. And we've got species seabirds, we've got land birds, we've got mountain birds, we've got valley birds. So we really do get quite a selection.
Establishing a bird observatory is as much about setting up the facility as it is about training bird handlers to conduct research correctly. The process of getting a banding permit for a birder is long and expensive. The council is applying for a station permit and getting banding permits for three locals who've committed to working at the station.
That would allow us to begin training up local folks so that we would be able to continue the process. Right now, there's no one here who can do the training. So once we have the station permit and the observatory and the master banders, then we can start training folks. And we can keep it going.
Randles has been volunteering in this line of work in Fairbanks and apprenticing in the Yukon with fellow birder Mario Benassi, who's also pursuing his banding permit for the future station. Randles says the local observatory will require the help of many volunteers who don't need banding permits and will be trained to extract birds safely from nets in the spring.
We're going to be banding during the spring migration, and some of the birds like siskins and redpolls come in flocks. And so we will be needing lots and lots of local folks to help us. The hours are a little tough. We run sunrise from sunrise to 6 hours after that. And sunrise is a little early in April. But it's really fun to do as a volunteer. I've been a volunteer for, good Lord, 20 years, something like that. And now I'm going for the permit.
The Watershed Council, as part of its mission, is interested in getting baseline information about the different facets of the area watershed. birds included.
So we've spent our first years trying to document mostly fish. You know, where are the fish streams? Where are the spawning and rearing streams? But we've pretty well got that covered now. So now we're working toward other things. We're doing water quality. We're doing eagle migration and nesting. We're looking at potential bear studies. So this is part of that. Just what's here? What is in our watershed? Because you can make good management decisions if you know what you got to start with. And so the banding station contributes to that as well.
The group is working to secure funding to purchase equipment and conduct research. At this point, anyone interested in the process of becoming a bird bander can call Pam Randles for more information. Anyone who wants to support the effort of establishing a bird observatory in less committing ways can help by contributing auction items for a fundraiser, helping make bird bags, or attending the Mexican Dinner fundraiser on March 10th. Randall's phone number is 766-3542. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News, news about Skagway and the Chilkat Valley, produced right here at home, comes on three times a weekday. But you can get your hometown news anytime on your computer if you go to khns.org. There, you can find local newscasts you want to hear again.